Taking you to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to hit verse 28. So God has appointed some in the church for his own use. And the amplification there is very important. Not for your use, for his own use. Apostles, prophets, teachers, wonder workers, and those with the ability to heal the sick, helpers, administrators, etc., are all apostles, are all prophets, inspired interpreters of the wild, of the will and purposes of God, are all teachers, do all have power of performing miracles, do all possess extraordinary powers of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and the best. See the expression. Cultivate the greatest and the best. The higher gifts and the choicest graces. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way. So there's higher than what you've known. Amen? Mm-hmm. One that is better by far and the highest of them all.
Love.
You see, one of the things that God showed me years back when the Holy Spirit opened the door for a Tuesday night meeting in Grace Church of Christ. It was called Heart to Heart. From the heart of the Father of us all to each heart that he would bring there. He pushed and he shoved every way possible for me to love the unlovely, those that I would have judged or condemned, those that I would have found fault with. He purposed for me to love them. Did I always do a good job? I confess, part-time. The numbers, the coordinates, are not important. But I do believe that this past week, he gave me an odd experience. I went to pray, and as I was walking, I witnessed something I didn't want to see. And it was a person in the act of adultery or idolatry. My first reaction, what's going on? My second reaction, why now? My third reaction, will you release love to this broken person? And there was no hesitation. Did I understand the fullness of what God was doing? No. Several hours later, I said, Lord, my biggest surprise is I had no ill feeling in my soul. I wasn't angry. I was not judgmental. I was not critical. I wasn't even numb, which normally I would have been numb. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't numb. What I believe God was showing me is he's able to love the unlovely through me. He's able to love the sinner in the midst of their sin and not judge or condemn. And I wasn't writing how many times or the amount of deception that this person was in. I drove home. I said, God, what are you doing? He said, will you intercede for the broken person? And there was no hesitation. I didn't want to do it in English because my head was in the way. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Because the vision was not what I wanted. You know, broken vessels are all around us. Broken people are the purpose of why Jesus came. So I interceded. And that night, the Lord showed me a flashback of what I had seen. And he was trying to let me see myself. Would you release my message to that individual should he or she be in a different place at a different time? And there was no hesitation in my heart. Yes, I would, Lord. At one time, I would have found myself critical. I would not have had love. I would have had judgment. I would have been legalistic. First Corinthians 13:1. If I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, unintentional spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in me, I am only a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. Notice it is for and in me. If I have prophetic powers, that is the gift of interpreting the divine will and the purposes, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious or boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in me, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. For it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of evil done to me. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong to me. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything, and everything that comes is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It holds all fadeless. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening, without weakening. And the most important, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Verse 10, but when the complete and perfect total comes, the incomplete and the imperfect will vanish away, becomes antiquated, void, and superseded, etc. 14:1, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your greatest quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowment, especially that you may prophesy. That is, interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching, etc. That night, a couple of three times, I kept seeing love never fails. It was like in lights, like the old-fashioned neon signs. It wasn't flashing, it was just there. My press to each and every one of us, including myself, is to seek after that kind of love. So that when someone is ready and they're submissive to Spirit, yes, the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to lift them up. You'll be able to strengthen on their path of recreation, like what God has given you, like that plant, a little tiny box. Don't make sense. How could it grow out of such a small container? We have this earthen vessel. This earthen vessel was given to us to represent the Most High. And for His purpose, we shall give out love instead of judgment. So if you'll close your eyes and put one hand over your heart, say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I can't do this.
I can't do this.
But I know that you can.
I know that you can.
Now, I don't know how you're going to do it. And I don't need to know. All I need is the free will. To say yes, Lord. Use me to love. All the unlovely. The irritable ones. The irritating ones. The nagging ones. Lord. Even the controllers. Give me grace for them. And give me grace for me. Your love for me. All the way. Will never fail.
Amen.
You need to go to the corner now.
I know. Told you. Be a blessing to each other and bless the food that we're about to share. And just know we love you guys. And thank you, each and every one, not just for the cards and the well wishings and the intercession, but the gift of love and grace to me and those that I hold in my heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.